This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. I'm excited. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who knows she was created for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, and that is success by the book. And I want to remind you, as always, that this is your time. This is your call. She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. And I'm your host. I'm excited. I'm Amy Sone. And today's message is entitled, Vision in Uncertain Times. Thriving in a VUCA world. And you may ask, what is VUCA, Amy? We are living in what is called a VUCA world, where the V stands for volatility, the U for uncertainty, the C for complexity, and the A for ambiguity. I'm sure you can relate to that. Yes, VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And many women are overwhelmed by this. Not because they lack the ability, but because they lack vision that keeps them anchored when the going gets tough. And today we are on the second part of our four-part series on the main topic, the transformational power of vision. Last week we talked about what is vision and why it matters. This week, we're going to be looking at how to stay focused on your vision in uncertain times. We want you to thrive, even though the world is facing VUCA times. I'm sure now you know what VUCA is. Stay tuned as we help you to thrive in uncertain times. We are talking today about vision in uncertain times. Thriving in a VUCA world. And for those just joining us, you might be asking, Amy, what does VUCA mean? We said VUCA means volatility, that's for the V, uncertainty, for the U, and the C is complexity, while the A is ambiguity. And I'm definitely sure you can relate with me that your world seems like this. Yes, and today we are going to be exploring the reality of our times. This is real. We are living in a VUCA world. Amen. And not amen that it should be so, but that it is the reality. Not saying that we're going to, you know, run away from this world, you know, but we are saying that despite what is going on, we will keep holding on to the vision God has for us. We are going to anchor ourselves to keep seeing what God has for us unwavering. Amen. Unwavering. You are not going to waver. You're going to keep your eyes on the vision. You're going to write it down and you're going to make it plain. And for those just joining us, we are on a series, The Transformational Power of Vision. The power that vision has, not only to transform your life, but the life of those whom you have been called to serve. And we are not oblivious about the fact that there's just a lot coming against that vision right now. If you're listening to me, there's just a lot telling you to slow down, to stop, to why bother? You know, all of those things, they come against us. And the reality is we all are facing these things. You are not alone. And I want to just first start by bringing to mind, what are the characteristics of a true vision? We don't just want you pursuing something that is outside of God's will for your life, and you're facing these times and you are struggling with something that makes no sense according to God's blueprint for your life. So true vision, as we said in our last episode, it should come from God. That hope, whatever you're going to be running with in these VUCA times, is something that originated from God, because we want you to be anchored and know that God is backing you in this. that vision, the second characteristic is that it is bigger than you. It serves others. Make sure that you're running with something that is not me, myself, self, and I, but something that God is calling you to, something bigger, bigger than you, bigger than even your community. Some of us, we are carrying nations in us, like God told Rebecca. Another characteristic is it is growth oriented. You cannot remain the same person pursuing that vision. God always makes his servants grow. We become a new person, not new in that, you know, we change our color, whatever might change, but we just become the people who are able to pull off that vision that God gave us. That when we first saw it, we're like, who is going to do this? I can't. But you can, because God is going to require that you grow into that person that can do it. The next characteristics I want us to emphasize is that it requires faith. It is like a walking on water, you know, project where you're like, I've never done this. Yes, but God is calling you to it because he knows the DNA inside of you. He knows the potential that is inside of you. Then it is clearly written. I say you write it down. You write a vision down, Habakkuk 2:2. It is clear. You know the steps. And when you finish with one step, the way appears for the next one. Amen. Even though you don't know everything at one go, you get insight as you take the steps, as you obey the next instruction from the Holy Spirit. Another thing that kind of a vision does is that it attracts provision, because God will not call you to something when he has decided to make sure that the resources are scarce. When he called Moses to build the tabernacle, he gave Moses the resources, all what he needed, the material he needed, the skills he needed, they were right there in the camp. But without a vision, he could not pull out those things from the people. He never even knew Holiab or Bezaliah had the skills, you know. So because of the vision God gave him, potential showed up, materials came, the gold came, everything, things that were in the camp, in the tents he never knew existed, they showed up. So your vision has provision. So that's one thing I want to settle about the characteristics of a transformational vision, that you must make sure that's what you are pursuing, so that when faced with VUCA times, you can carry on. You can stay anchored to the vision you saw from the Lord. So have you settled that? Is your vision the one that you know, that you know, that you know this came from God? And God is backing me all the way. I pray that that is your reality, so that you stay committed. So let's do a bit of definition right now of this VUCA that we talked about. So volatility, let's start with that. Volatility means rapid, unpredictable change. You know, think of sudden fuel hikes that we've experienced right now, global conflicts or pandemics that shake stability. You know, for a woman managing her household or business, volatility can feel like the ground shifting beneath her feet. You know, the price of your household goods have suddenly changed from what you were used to. So that's volatility. It's not certain. You cannot hold on to something. Today is up and the next day it's down. Let me give you a scripture that we should stand on. Psalm 46, 1 to 2. Say, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Amen. In this time of volatility, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Matthew 7:24 says, a wise man builds his house on the rock. When the winds come, when the rain falls, when the storms hit the house, that house is standing. The house is standing. So when these uncertain things, you know, the wind, the storm, and the rain comes, your house is standing, because you've built your house on the Lord. You've built your house on the Lord, on the word of the Lord. And it's a word of the Lord that ignites
vision that brings about vision. When the word, the Lord speaks a word to you, you begin to visualize it. This is what God has told me. What does it look like? And you imagine the completion of that word. When you stand on that word, no storm, no rain, no wind will move you. So I want you to know that the Lord is our refuge and strength in this time. He's our ever-present help in trouble. These are troubled times. I don't know about you, but it is. That's a reality. But we know what? We know that our God is our refuge and our strength. There's a quote from Corrie Ten Boom, and she said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." That is powerful. And I want to encourage a woman here who has been given an unknown future, but she knows the God who gave her the future. The future is that vision, that thing that you're carrying, that thing that you're pregnant with, that you need to birth. If it came from God that you know, don't be afraid to trust God to bring that to fruition. Amen. I love that quote from Corrie Ten Boom. Miles Monroe said, "Vision is the key to persistence in turbulent times." When you have a vision, it does not matter what is coming against you, especially the vision that comes from the Lord. The Lord gives you the strength to keep going. That's why I had to start by recapping the characteristics of a true vision, so that you know that whatever you're going to give yourself to in this difficult time is something worth giving your time, your energy, and your life to. So I love that quote from Miles Monroe. So I want us to reflect on a few things before we take a music break. Where do you feel shaken by volatility, the fluctuations around you that is affecting your vision? Where do you feel shaken? I want you to take out your pen and your notebook and journal these reflections down and write, where are you feeling that, oh Lord, I feel like giving up on this thing? What is making you shake right now? The next question I want you to look at is, how can you anchor your vision in God's unchanging word? Remember, Matthew 7 says, "The one who hears his word and puts it into practice is the one who has built his house on the rock." That is your firm foundation. So how can you anchor the vision you have on God's unchanging word? What word of God speaks to that vision? I am very big on that. Personally, when I start doubting, I look for the word that confirms what I'm running with, what I'm running for, what I'm trying to birth. There should be a word from God that validates that pursuit, and it gives me the courage and the hope to stay on. So I want you to declare with me. I declare my vision stands firm on God's promises. I declare volatility will not shake my faith. Amen. Declare again with me. I declare stability in Christ over every storm. Hallelujah. Let me make a prayer for you and with you. Lord, in volatile times, you are our anchor. Strengthen us to hold fast to your word and keep our vision steady. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Today, we are on the second part of a four-part series, and the main theme of our series is the transformational power of vision. And today, we've been looking at vision in uncertain times, thriving in a VUCA world. Yes, and you've never heard of that word before, VUCA. VUCA is an abbreviation for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. I'm sure you resonate, right? Yes, we are in that world. Things are changing, shifting. Things are volatile. Things are uncertain. Things are ambiguous. Things are, I don't know, whatever name you call it. but things are not going right. But that does not mean we should back down. We should throw in the towel. We should run away from what God has called us to. That is why we are running this series, The Transformational Power of Vision. Vision will transform you. Vision will propel you. Vision will give you staying power, especially the vision that comes from God. And we are women who want to excel in that which God has assigned us to. Whether the times are favorable or not, we know our God is able. So before we took a break, we were looking at what volatility is and what we can do when we feel as if the times are volatile for us. We talked about the fact that the fuel price has gone up and it's affecting everything, and it's up and down, up and down. That's what volatility is. And we said you should anchor yourself on the word of God, the promises of God. That is your anchor for your vision. What did God say? And we read from Matthew 7:24 that talked about the one who hears his word and puts it into practice is the one who has built his house on the rock. You need to build on the rock, and that rock is the word of God. The vision you carry must be standing on a promise from God. Right now, I want to talk about uncertainty. What is uncertainty? Let's go and define it. Uncertainty is the lack of clarity about the future. You know, right now, there's a lot of uncertainty. Jobs are shifting with AI, you know, the artificial intelligence and how people are making use of it. And people are being, you know, retrenched and laid out of their jobs because of AI. While AI has its positive side, it also has its downside. It's uncertain. What will happen tomorrow? Economies are unstable, and many of us are wondering, will my role, my business, or my plan survive? You know, that which God has placed on my heart, will that survive? And I want to tell you, it will survive if it came from God. And let me back that with some scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And I want you to take the scriptures down so that after this program, you can go and just strengthen your faith, you know, as you listen again or you read these words just to strengthen your faith again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. The straight path is a certain path. A straight path is a certain path. So when you're faced with uncertainty, what do you need to do? Trust God with all your heart. This is a time to go all in on God. Just throw all your eggs in his basket right now, because things are uncertain, but God's path for you is certain, is straight. Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isn't that amazing? It is, isn't that so certain that we will hear God? I want you to anchor your faith on that, that God will speak in these uncertain times and tell you what to do. John 16:33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. In this world, you will have troubles. Another version says, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. God has overcome the world. Everything that is looking like it's uncertain, to God, God knows what to do. He knows how to deal with all of this, and he's going to do it on your behalf. He says you should do what? Take heart. My sister, take heart. If you're facing an uncertainty right now, you're not sure about the future, you don't know what next step to take, take heart and ask his peace to come in and rule in your heart. Isaiah 46:10, NLT version says, only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. Isn't that assuring? Very assuring. God will tell us the future. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. That's his promise for us, that the future is certain. The future has already been written down. Jesus Christ said, I come in the volume of the word that was written of me. I'm paraphrasing. There's already a volume of words that have been written about you, and the Lord has written it down. He has already done it. He knows the end from the beginning. all you need to know and do is make sure you know what he's saying. I just keep standing on that word. Only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Amen. You know, there's just a lot that people think they know, but there's a lot of uncertainty. Nobody ever knew about a COVID pandemic coming, but it hit us and all of us were in shock. And we're like, oh, I never saw this coming. God knows everything that is coming at you. And he's got a plan. Amen. He's got a plan. You know, everything he has planned about your life, Isaiah 46:10, will come to pass. Amen. So I want you to hold on to that. The world may be uncertain about where AI is going. The world may be uncertain about how you're going to carry on that big vision that God has for you. But God is not uncertain. I want you to just listen to some of these quotes that I got. One of them is from Rick Warren. He said, "You were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense." Life will never make sense. You were made by God. You were made for God. You were not made for the world. You were made to even govern this world. The Bible says the Lord told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. But now it looks as if it is the systems of the world that control us. That is not supposed to be the case. Arise from your place of fear, you know, and arise from your place of hopelessness and take charge and command and subdue and multiply and keep going. Priscilla Shira said, I think she got this from her father, Tony Evans. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Faith is acting. You need to act in the midst of this uncertainty. Just do something. Do what you heard the Spirit say in your heart. Do it. Act. Faith is being certain of what you don't see, being sure that what you don't see is the truth. I'm just paraphrasing the Hebrew scripture about faith. You need to just act on what God said, even if you feel that you're unsure about it. You might be unsure about it, but God is sure about it. Amen. I want you to have hope. I want you to have faith in this time, in these VUCA times. So I want you to reflect on this question. So take your pen, take your journal, take your book, and I want you to write out. Take time away. You know, you might just write the questions down. You might not have time to do it now while listening to the show, but later on, just write those things down and journal answers to these reflection questions. Am I reacting to the world or responding to God? Ask yourself and be honest about it. Are you responding to God or you're reacting to the world? What uncertainties am I facing right now? What uncertainties are you facing right now? You write it down. Write it down. Be true to yourself. And you're going to pray about these things. You're going to offer them to God. You're going to give them to God. The next reflection question I have for you is, have I taken that uncertainty to God? That's what I was talking about. Take it to God. Take it to God. How can I lean more fully on God's direction? He says he will tell you the way to go. Has he told you the way to go? How can you lean more fully on it? Think about that. The next and the last reflection question is, what currently feels uncertain in my life? I've asked this question before, but what currently feels uncertain in your life about a vision that God has for you? Are you afraid that it will not come to pass? I want you to journal your thoughts down. And as you journal your thoughts down, I want you to pray it out to the Lord. Pray it out to the Lord. Make these declarations with me. I trust God's guidance in uncertainty. Say it. I trust God's guidance in uncertainty. Clarity comes from His Holy Spirit to me. Clarity comes from His Holy Spirit to me. Declare it. My steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Declare it. Declare it. I am not moved by uncertainty. I am anchored in God's vision for my life. Declare it. Say it. And let us wrap up this session with a word of prayer. Father, when the paths are unclear, remind us that you are the way. Lead us by your Holy Spirit and give us confidence to walk forward in faith, faith in you. Father, in the midst of uncertainty, anchor me, anchor us in your truth. Let me not be moved by what I see, but what you have said in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And for those who are just tuning in, you're not late. We're wrapping up, but we have been talking about a very important topic that speaks to all of us. Vision in uncertain times, thriving in a VUCA world. We are facing volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity in our lives at every front. I know you can relate to this, you resonate with me, and it is common to all of us. Whether it's in our health, our finances, our businesses, our ministry, name it. Something is shifting, is changing almost in every area. But one thing we know, that the call of God on our lives stands. His assignment on our lives is going nowhere. No matter what the enemy throws at us, we are going to keep carrying this vision and running with it until we see it come to pass. So today my assignment is to encourage a woman listening to me that do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Do not think that something strange is happening to you. Even Jesus said it as we read it in John 16:33, that in this world you will have many troubles, but do not give up, for I have overcome the world. So God knows, the Lord Jesus knows, that we will face such VUCA times during our journey, our pilgrim journey on earth. But he knows that the assignment that he has for us has to come to pass. So in this section, I want to talk about complexity and ambiguity and call us to a place of vision and faith in action that will anchor us to overcome the complexity and ambiguity of things happening in our lives, within and without. And also, I just want to emphasize the fact that though we are in this world, we are not of this world, and we operate from another realm. We connect with God who has power. You know, our realm is a realm of authority, it's a realm of power. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead in Ephesians 1. Is at work in us. And I want you to believe that you have access to power, to grace, to authority, to be able to shift your environment and also come to what it's offering you, such that you are bought the vision and the purpose that God has for you. That is my assignment as we wrap up She Excels for this week. So, what is complexity? What is ambiguity? I'll start with complexity. It says it is multiple interconnected challenges, like running a business while balancing families, staff, finances, or other things. You know, there's just a lot of things that make up our lives, and we need to balance that. And each of these things, you know, of themselves are complex. And then when you have to put them all together, you ask yourself, how am I able to work with all these moving pieces in my life? And these moving pieces in my life are also facing the changes and the ambiguity and the complexity and the volatility of the times we find ourselves. So that's how complex life has become. You know, we have many moving parts, and each moving part needs its own focus, needs its own attention, needs its own resources. How do we cope in that? Ambiguity, situations with no clear answers, like navigating the new technology of AI. Many of us are like, oh my God, this thing is so new, you know, and the different ways of doing things quicker, faster, better, more efficient. You know, you're like, how do I catch up with all this technology, you know, and how do I prepare my children for this unpredictable world? And what about their future? I'm so worried. I'm so concerned. I hear you, my sister. That's what we call ambiguity. It's so complex. We cannot figure it out. But we have a God who can. I want to just give us some Bible passages to help us when we begin to think about this, because we really need wisdom from God on how to navigate all these essential, you know, important moving pieces in our lives. And also as we look at our children and what the future holds for them, and we are unsure about it. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God and it will be given to you. This is a time to tap into divine wisdom. I was listening to a man of God yesterday, and he was contrasting AI and DI. Guess what DI is? Divine intelligence. Come on. Divine intelligence. There is something that God knows that the world, the most intelligent person on earth, doesn't know, because AI comes from the intelligence of human beings and is trying to bring all of that together, you know. But divine intelligence is superior, and we have access to that. Sister, you have access to DI. Think about that. So if you lack wisdom, because of the complexity of navigating every critical area of your life while running with a vision of God for you, ask God for wisdom. He's going to give you. Isn't that amazing? He's going to give you. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We tap into unseen things. And the Bible says that the things that are unseen is what makes for the things that are seen. I'm paraphrasing. What is unseen is greater than what is seen. You know, the world was made from what was unseen. This world that you see today was made from what was unseen to the human eyes. If the unseen can produce such wonder, and we have a God who knows how to make things to be that are not, and we have that God as our God, we are secured in these VUCA times. I want you to know you are secured in this VUCA time. So have faith and put your faith to action. Amen. Christine Kane said, God doesn't call us to comfort, he calls us to courage. This is a time to pull out of your closet your courage coat and put it on, because God has business that he has to do. He has to make a way where there seems to be no way, and you will see it with your own very eyes, and you will turn back and say, wow, this could only have been God. And the world will see the miracle of you thriving in such uncertainty, ambiguity, and all the complexity of life. And they say, they'll ask you, how did you do it? You say, my God did it. Where did you get such wisdom? My God gave it to me. Amen. And I want you to know that provision is there for your vision. David Oyedepo said, provision always follow vision. So as long as you keep carrying the torch of your vision, the light is burning on for your vision, provision will be attracted to it. So do not be afraid. Run with a vision. Receive wisdom from God. Receive wisdom from God. So I want to ask you a few questions that I want you to reflect on. Where do you feel overwhelmed by your own complexities? Because your complexities are not my complexities. What are those moving pieces in your life that makes up your entire, you know, person? I have to be here. I have to do this. I want you to know, where are you feeling overwhelmed? Which part of your moving piece is the piece that has been affected? And how can you apply faith and wisdom to navigate the ambiguity of our times? Amen. How? That you're unclear about answers. You don't know things, the technology and everything is just overwhelming. How can you apply faith and wisdom to navigate all of this? And I want you to just declare with me. Make sure you write your answers down to those reflection questions. They're very important and they're very powerful. You know, declare with me, wisdom flows freely from God into my decisions. Yes, wisdom flows freely. Declare it. So, Lord, I know your wisdom is coming to me right now. I'm about to make this decision in this complex situation. Your wisdom is flowing into me right now, as James 1 verse 5 says. Declare it. Faith gives me clarity in ambiguity. Yeah. Faith will make things clear. I believe God. What he has said to me is not complex. I'm going to be able to take one step at a time. Declare it. Resources are attracted to my God-given vision. Right now you're like, oh my God, I feel like this has been cut off, that has been cut off. No. Resources are coming. Keep the torch burning and declare it. Resources are coming to be able to help me bring to fruition my God-given vision. I want you to believe it. Ephesians chapter 1, 21, 22. Now he is far above all rulers and authority. I want you to know the realm from which you're going to be operating. You know, God, he is far above all rulers. That Jesus has been taken to a place far above all rulers and authority. And this is the Jesus that you are connected to. Amen. So Ephesians 2, 3:20, I cannot go without giving you the scripture. Now all glory to him who is able to do exceedingly more than we can ask or think, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. That's another version who put it. He is able. He is able to do more than you can ask or think. Are you asking? Are you asking? You are not called to survive the world. You are called to rise above it. Amen. You are called to rise above it. Let us pray. Lord, grant us wisdom to simplify complexity and faith to walk boldly through this ambiguity that we are facing right now. Let our vision thrive even in uncertain times, drawing the resources and favor needed to fulfill your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.